Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It is the Robin Lundberg Show, coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. I want to compare a couple of things that are nothing alike and see what you prefer. It should be fun. One of those things is going to be boxing. Real quick before we get to that, though, I do want to touch on the comments from Deontay Wilder this week. I actually talked to Deontay on Thursday. I asked him about those comments. If you didn't see him, basically he said that boxing is a sport where it's legal to kill your opponent, so why not take advantage of it? And that his opponent tonight, Dominique Brazil, should be afraid for his life because he wants to add a body to his resume. And, you know, I get he's trying to hype a fight and all that. It's still not cool. You know, it gives boxing a bad name, especially if people are thinking of it in such a savage terms. And, you know, it has happened before. It is a dangerous, you know, I talk about football being a brutal sport. Boxing, obviously, getting punched in the head. Body, too. But the headshots, they add up. And sometimes even in the midst of the ring, can and have resulted in death. It's not out of the realm of possibilities. So you can ask Ray Mancini what it's like to have killed someone in the ring. Or Sergey Kovalev, what it's like to have killed somebody in the ring. It's the kind of thing that, you know, stays with you, tortures you. You never live another day of your life without remembering that. You know, we all need to have a healthy respect for life. I mean, even, you know, Roy Jones saw one of his friends suffer a blood clot in the ring, and I know that greatly impacted him. So I just don't think that's something to joke about. I don't think that's something to say, even to hype up a fight. And when I asked Wilder about it, he said, what did he say? He repeated it to me like three times. Like, what's understood doesn't need to be explained. Or something like, what's understood doesn't need to be explained. And like, got in my face and everything. To me, I took that as I was hyping up the fight. Obviously, I didn't mean it, but I'm not going to say I didn't mean it because, for image purposes, I can't back off comments like that. Because before he gave me that two-sentence response, he said, you know, we've had things go viral and get viewed so many times. So he was indicating that it was successful promotion because his face was out there and his words were out there and they were being shared so widely. From his image standpoint, he can't therefore then go, I'm sorry, I'm taking that back. But he also, with a day of it being in the news cycle, wasn't doubling down on it anymore. So I read that as, when he said, what's understood doesn't need to be explained, I was promoting the fight, I don't actually mean it. That's how I took it. But it's still, you know, not cool to say, even in a sport where there's a lot of trash talk and there is a degree of danger. I will be going to that fight tonight. I'm interested to check it out. Heavyweight division seems to be coming up a little bit, in large part due to Wilder and him being able to be sold as a star, you know, because he has a level of charisma to his promos, if you will. You know, it sort of seems like with UFC and boxing, they need the appropriate amount of pro wrestling without too much pro wrestling, When it's too much pro wrestling, you get accused of being fixed and not real and fake and all that stuff. But just enough pro wrestling elevates the sport's national appeal. Appeal with casuals, I guess, if you will. Like, you know, fans of each craft are going to watch boxing or MMA regardless. But to reel in the other people, I think sometimes you need that extra something, that extra oomph. And that's what Deontay Wilder has begun to do with the heavyweight division. So those are my thoughts on that. But I thought it might be fun to compare two things that are really as far apart in the sports realm as you can get. And one is boxing. There is a big fight tonight. Wilder, Brazil. Heavyweight fight, championship fight. And, you know, I talk about boxing on this show sometimes. It's almost like a cycle, the way boxing is discussed, where it's, if something controversial happens, is this terrible for boxing? What do you think? And then when a big fight's approaching, is boxing still, like, important in today's day and age? And, like, it happens over and over again. So boxing is a super popular niche sport right now because it's not mainstream enough where it's discussed, you know, Monday through Friday. But it's has a lot of fans who support it. And when a big fight happens, it's discussed everywhere. So it's still big, but it's like a massive niche that crosses over into the mainstream every couple months. Now, I don't know if this fight is quite at that level, but Wilder has worked his way into the everyday sports discussions, right? Like, he is a topic. If you were, you know, putting on the rundown of PTI, for instance, yesterday, I use that show as an example because they sort of invented the left side of the screen rundown. His name would be there. His name would be there. And then another one that might be there is Koepka. Brooks Koepka, golfer, very good golfer, doing well in the PGA tournament. Tiger Woods missed the cut, so it can't be Tiger at this moment. But I think Koepka works better for the purposes of what I'm trying to do right here. So one name is Wilder, and one name is Koepka. You have a heavyweight fight, and you have the PGA championship. Two things that are really not alike. There are not many similarities between boxing and golf. I'm trying to think of any. Anthony, can you think of any similarities between boxing and golf?
Maybe cardio. You're walking around that course. Get a little bit of cardio in. A little bit?
A little bit of cardio, sure. Like cardio in the sense of you might get your 10,000 steps in on your Fitbit. But boxing cardio is... You ever done a boxing workout? Like, boxing cardio
is a different level.
Yeah, that's another level of cardio from almost any level of cardio. Like, boxing cardio is out of control. And obviously, you're punching each other in the face versus hitting a little white ball on some grass. So there's a huge difference between boxing and golf in not only what they are, but maybe the fan bases, the participants, everything. They couldn't be further apart. But to me, they're interesting in comparison today because it's sort of similar in the sense of, you know, Tiger's not involved. And I know when Tiger's involved with the Masters and all that, their golf becomes a huge thing. But when Tiger's not involved, it's not quite as huge a thing. It's more of a massive niche, just like boxing. It's mainstream when Tiger's involved, for sure. But when Tiger's not involved, I think it's kind of equivalent to boxing. So you have Brooks Koepka and the PGA Championship, and people saying, you know, is Brooks Koepka the best player in the world? And, you know, that tournament's going on through the weekend. And then you have Deontay Wilder, who's emerging as a star in the sports world and the heavyweight champion, at least the WBC heavyweight champion. Who the hell can keep track of the boxing titles? In boxing, in a heavyweight fight tonight. I thought it might be fun to compare two things that are really not alike at all to see what you're more into. What are you more into, boxing or golf, and why? 855-212-4227. 855-212-4227. What are you more into, boxing or golf, and why? Anthony, why don't you start it off? Give us your answer. Is it boxing or golf, and why?
Definitely golf, especially with these the major championships. And I'm curious about Jordan Spieth and his pursuit of a career Grand Slam. I love the history aspect of it. So 25 years of age, trying to complete the career Grand Slam this weekend, although it looks like Koepka is going to easily win. He had with the lead that he has now going into this weekend, I think it's going to be difficult. That is a difficult golf course, so I think it's going to be very difficult for anybody to be able to perform at the level that Koepka has. So golf, definitely the golf for me. I've never really been in. I really haven't gotten into boxing a lot, especially at the heavyweight division. I mean, I think lately it's starting to maybe pick up once again, but there really, for most of my life, there really hasn't been those big heavyweights to lead the division. And so it's not something that I really have ever really gotten into. You know, golf is something that I play sporadically at times. Mm-hmm. I'll go to the driving range more often, so I can relate more to that aspect since I have some experience playing it as well. So I'm definitely more into the golf this weekend.
So Anthony says golf. I say boxing. You know, I've never played golf. I've done some boxing training, but it's more just about, to me, I appreciate the athleticism more and the battle of wills more, and I just find it more entertaining to watch. So in everything that goes around it, the atmosphere, I've been to a lot of major fights, a lot of big fights. It's a super cool event to be at, to sort of breathe in that atmosphere. So Anthony says he's more into golf. I say I'm more into boxing. What say you? Two things that couldn't be more dissimilar, but in a way are kind of the same this weekend, because you've got one guy, Brooks Koepka, might be the best golfer in the world, but doesn't have the notoriety of Tiger Woods and the PGA Championship. And another guy emerging as a star in boxing in Wilder and a heavyweight championship that doesn't have the prestige it once did, but could be bubbling a little bit once again, both taking place over this weekend. What are you more into of these two very different things, boxing or golf? 855-212-4227. 855-212-4227. At Robin Lundberg on Twitter. That's RobinLundberg. It is the Robin Lundberg Show, and it's here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the Robin Lundberg Show.
It is the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio. And this topic seems to have worked well. Boxing or golf? Which do you prefer? They're not alike, but they're in similar situations this weekend. Brooks Koepka being the face of golf, with Tiger Woods missing the cut, and the PGA Championship, and Deontay Wilder being the face of the heavyweight division and facing Dominic Brazil tonight. Which one do you prefer? 855-212-4227. Let's go to Marquise in South Carolina. You're up first here on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah. I definitely got to go with boxing. As a guy that's coached boxing and I still box, I have to choose boxing over golf. I play golf, and I've played it more than once, but I will say this. Floyd Mayweather would have been a great golfer. The way that he's methodical, he never gets flustered. He wouldn't have been doing out there cutting slices and all these other things. I think he would have been a good golfer.
You know, it makes sense. Floyd is such an interesting case because he's done a lot of things that are reprehensible if we're just keeping it a buck. He is, you know, there's one thing to be the boxing persona, and there's another thing for that to extend to your real life. And there's a lot of reasons to dislike Floyd Mayweather. But to me, one of them was never what he did in the ring. He was a genius in the ring, a genius, a true craftsman, a brilliant tactician, brilliant defensively, brilliant strategist in the ring. So it's always struck me as such a juxtaposition how he can be such a genius inside the ring and oftentimes so much of not one outside the ring. Let's go to Marty in Danton, Texas. Marty, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Marty?
Hi. I like golf is much better. One reason is because you can do it with your friends. But in boxing, the good guys never fight the good guys. Once a year. And then I'm really not into any sport that has judging. So it gets so corrupt. And even the announcers in boxing will say, I don't understand where a judge got there.
Yeah. No, I understand that point for sure. You know, boxing really suffers from not having a overseeing body. You know, you have dueling promoters. So one fighter will be promoted by one promotion and another fighter by another promotion. And one promotion has a lot more money than another one. So you wonder if they're greasing palms or what have you. You know, boxing could really stand. I joked about Wilder being the WBC champion. Well, there's also a WBO champion. It's just so confusing. And that also prevents the top fights from being made because not everybody's in it for the best fights. Everybody's in it for their, you know, their promotion. They need the league, right? Like, say what you want about the UFC. At least for MMA, there's a body that people represent or respect and know represents the sport. And just like we have for basketball, the NBA, and for baseball, the MLB, and for football, the NFL, boxing needs that. And I think it would help tremendously that sport. If it was the World Boxing League or the, you know, National Boxing Federation, whatever you want to call it, but something along those lines. How about Ryan in Washington, D.C.? Ryan, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey guys, boxing hands down is an intriguing sport, but Deontay Wilder is a terrible representative of it. He's not a world class fighter. When you watch him fight, he's waiting for one big dopey looping punch to arrive home. He's like having, if you called Daly the face of golf. Mm-hmm. You know, Daly's fun to watch, but there's not a true golf skill there.
Well, and you know, John Daly is—that's a whole different conversation. Like, John Daly is a sideshow, and everyone is always like, "Oh, he's so lovable, the lovable John Daly." I'm not really sure that's something we should be celebrating. You know, John Daly has had some real issues in his life and addiction and the like. And look, I'm not saying addiction is something to mock or to ridicule or to condemn. I mean, people are struggling every day. There are people out there struggling every day, and I hope anyone struggling with that gets better. I sincerely mean that. But we should be applauding when people do make it out of that. You know, when people do get themselves together. That's what we should be applauding. We should be giving people every chance to do so. I'm not above second, third, fourth, fifth, however many chances it takes. You know, we only get one chance at life. So you can have as many chances to get your life right as far as I'm concerned. But we shouldn't be like celebrating someone who is in the struggle or, you know, who has a history with domestic abuse and the like Daly does. So I don't really totally get the whole like, oh, ha ha, look at him. You know, he can't even walk. It's so funny. I really don't think that's that funny. Let's go to Joe in Boca Raton. Joe, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Thank you for having me on. Just a couple quick points. Great segment. And the one differential that why it's a niche golfing in box is because it's not a team sport. I don't know any other individual sport that's mainstream.
There you go. That's good. That's the similarity. They're individual sports. Duh. Should have thought of that. Go ahead.
and then secondly, you know, this Wilder comments, he's hyping the fight. He's doing what Tyson did at that later end of his career after the Gus D'Amato days where he needed to draw attention. He's simply just hyping that fight. And, you know, yes, the comments may be technically true. It has happened, as you alluded to. But you know, at the end of the day, precautions are taken. There's medical boards, things of that nature.
I mean, I talked to the guy 2 days ago, Joe, and I think that's what he
said. Overall organization and one champion.
Yeah, I mean, I was just talking about that. But as far as Wilder's comments, I talked to him 2 days ago, and I read it as what he said to me as, yeah, I'm not going to take it back because it would look bad, but I'm not doubling down again. And really, basically, everyone knows I was trying to pump the fight. That's how I took his response to me one-on-one. But appreciate the call. Let's go to Bob in Wisconsin. Bob, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, besides saying that the sports are individual sports, both individuals rely sort of on a guy to help them out, a corner man, or in golf, it's a caddy. But That's also true.
That's a good one. The other one I should have thought of. That's an astute point for you. Point for the last two callers. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, I'm more of a golf guy. I think I'm not big on either one, but I think that golf is more of a fan-friendly sport because somebody can actually go out and play golf. In fact, that's why it's on TV so much. I mean, it's a huge money-generating machine. You just look at who advertises on there.
Well, you know, I think, Bob, I'm not cutting you off. I'll let you continue. I mean, I think there's something to what you're saying. I think a lot of people want to elevate golf as like a sport, like as it being like more of an athletic endeavor than it is because they do it and they want what they do to be considered the big thing, even though it's what people do on vacation or in retirement oftentimes.
Right. It's much more relatable.
Yeah. And suits, a lot of suits play golf. So, of course, that is always going to weigh in. I would push back a little bit about whether you're able to, because, you know, boxing workouts have become a big boom in the fitness industry. So while you're not technically fighting someone else, you are doing the motions that are associated with boxing. So I think a lot of people are doing boxing in that sense.
Yeah, as a workout.
Yeah. But your point is well taken.
You're listening to The Robin Lundberg Show.
It's The Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio. It's an either or right now. Boxing or golf for you. We've had a few either-ors today. It was Kevin Durant or Steph Curry. Who's the better player? Which we can maybe get back to a little bit later in the show. But right now, it's which do you prefer, boxing or golf, at 855-212-4227. Let's go to Brady in Windsor, Ontario. Brady, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
No, good morning, Robin. I'm more into boxing because my father was a boxer and a couple other relatives who boxed, and Deontay Wilder, the heavyweight champion, he's from my grandmother's hometown, Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Now, and since I was about 8, I can't remember not following boxing, although these days, since I don't have a TV and everything, I don't get a chance to follow anywhere nearly as often as I used to. Now, before Tiger came along, I was kind of a sporadic golf fan. I kind of liked Nicklaus and Palmer and Player, but it was Tiger who made me follow golf to any great extent. And now it looks as if Koepka might be the new face of golf because he's won, I believe, 3 of the last 7 majors. I think this will be 4 of his last 8 majors. And he might be the one to sort of be the Tiger of the 2020s. But I think that boxing's finally starting to make a bit of a comeback. But I don't know if it'll ever be as popular as it was back in the 60s and 70s. And, you know, when you had the heavyweights, you had Ali and Frazier and Foreman and Norton and Holmes and all these people. And even the lighter weight fighters, you know, Leonard and Duran and Hearns and a lot of these, and even Zarate and some of the Pedroza, some of the really smaller fighters. But for me, it's probably always going to be boxing. Thanks for putting me on, Robin.
No, you got it. No, I think you're correct on a lot of that stuff. And to me, it's just boxing. I have more respect, I suppose, for what it takes to do and the athleticism that's involved. And I just find it more inherently entertaining. But, you know, I understand also there are a lot of people who play golf and participate in that, and that makes it much more relatable to them. How about Scott in Columbia, South Carolina? Scott, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Good morning, guys. I've got to say golf. I've been playing golf for 30 years, and I love it, enjoy it. I used to love boxing in the 70s. I remember when Muhammad Ali was Cassius Clay, when he changed his name. You had stars, and it was on regular television. You could watch it with your family without going through all this pay-per-view stuff. I've never watched a pay-per-view event in my life, and nobody knows who the heavyweight championship guy is anymore. Nobody knows. I mean, only if you're really into boxing do you understand who the competitors are. And in golf, you're right. Without Tiger Woods, people tune out, and you need somebody to root for. I grew up rooting for Nicklaus and Palmer, and NASCAR has fallen way back because you have Earnhardt out of the picture now. So you need a star. You need somebody to root for. And if you don't, then the sport seems to decline a little bit.
Or root for or root against, right? Just somebody to be interested in. And that's, you know, it'll be, I guess I'm sort of intrigued to see what happens with Koepka, because the Tiger Woods thing, I think Tiger's a little bit more post everything that's gone on in his personal life and some of his leanings and the like. He's a little bit more of a quasi-controversial figure at this moment than he was when he came into the scene, even though he still generates the interest and still has a ton of people rooting for him. But what made him different when he burst on the scene, the reason that I think you can't really replicate that with anybody else is because he was so different than everybody else in golf. One, from a physical standpoint, just like conditioning-wise, he seemed to be in better condition than other golfers. And then two, demographically, right? Like Tiger Woods did not look like anyone else who was on the PGA Tour and winning before. And that, I believe, opened the door for an audience that didn't exist for golf before. So it's hard just on performance for somebody else to replicate all the things that went into making Tiger Woods what Tiger Woods was and is, because it was beyond just being really good at golf. I mean, none of the other stuff would have happened if he wasn't really good at golf, but there was more than just being really good at golf.
That's what's interesting. This, watch out about Koepka, because just from listening to his post-game press conferences, he doesn't really have much of a personality, kind of bland.
Yeah.
Doesn't give you much. So you just wonder, even if he's able to continue his winning ways, will he still be able to
I think the answer is no.
Carry
sport? I think people, golfers will be into it and respect it, but I don't know if people who don't follow golf are going to follow Koepka, right? And I think you'll probably have an answer from the numbers this weekend. And in the past, like, most people can't tell you how many majors Brooks Koepka has won, or, you know, his name isn't, boom, right there off the top of mind like it is with Tiger Woods. Now, boxing suffers from some of the same, you know, issues, but it doesn't seem like they've been able to turn it over a little bit more. Now, they're dealing with much more troubling issues than golf does. Like, golf, whether or not there's another Tiger Woods, golf is going to keep existing, keep making money. The clientele who participate in golf, the advertisers spend a lot of money. You know, it's going to keep chugging along, even if they can't replicate the star power. Boxing's been able to replicate some star power, because you did, of course, have the great Muhammad Ali, but there's also been Mike Tyson and Roy Jones and Floyd Mayweather and a bunch of other guys. And now, like, Wilder's trying to put himself into that mix as a guy who cuts through, you know, the sport itself into the general casual fan. But what also holds boxing down, even if they are able to create and manufacture some stars, is people being turned off by the seediness around the sport. Let's go to Michael in Florence, South Carolina. Michael, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, Michael?
Hey, well, I'm going to say boxing. Both sports, golf and boxing, require skill. It's just different skill sets. For me, you know, boxing is more, you know, of a physical, you know, where you getting in the gym, you working out and stuff.
That's not so just for you. I think that's it should be accepted as fact. Boxing is more physical than golf.
yeah, but, you know, you have to be skilled as a golfer too.
Oh, but, skill, you know, no doubt. I agree with you on but there's the word skill is important to use that specific word.
Exactly. Now, Now the comments, the reason why I really called the comments with Deontay Wilder about, you know, how you know, being able to kill a man and get paid for it and stuff. If you think about it, I mean, what he said is not technically true. It's true. I mean, because if you think about the sport of boxing, you're training your body to get in top peak physical condition, and you trying to hit a man in the body or in the head as hard as you can. And if you hit the right shot, who's to say, you know, even though the other guy is trained too, you hit that guy hard enough, you may kill him.
Well, Michael, that's happened. The problem with the comments is that should not be your intention. going in, and it's not, you know, it's not cool to express that as your intention when you're dealing with something like human life.
Well, you don't supposed to have a killer instinct as a boxer.
But there's a difference. A killer instinct is metaphorical.
It's metaphorical?
Yes.
But you're trying to hit the man in the head.
We've ever used the word killer instinct in sports before. We've always been referring to it metaphorically. We've never actually thought you're trying to render the other person lifeless.
But if me and you are in a ring, and I'm trying to hit you in the head as hard as I can, and I physically train my body to do that, what am I trying to do? Am I trying to hurt you or kill you?
You're trying to hurt. Well, you're trying to. First, the goal of boxing is to win the fight. So you're trying to win the fight. So either that can be by points, because there's some guys. Hold on, Michael. There's some guys whose goal is not to hurt the other person at all. It's to outpoint them. You know, I would point to Floyd Mayweather. Floyd Mayweather didn't step in the ring, I don't think, to try and hurt the other. You know, it again goes to the complexity of Mayweather, because he's done some despicable stuff outside of the ring. But inside the ring, I don't think Mayweather ever thought for a second, oh, his goal was to hurt somebody. He actually had his head on straight in the ring, and his goal was to outpoint his opponent. And he did it over and over again, and it frustrated some people that he didn't, you know, go into a trade-off of punches more often. Now, there may be some other boxers with a more aggressive style, and their goal might be to knock the opponent out. But basically, the goal of boxing is to win the fight. That can come by points. That can come by knockout. The goal is not to kill the opponent. And I think I talked to the guy. I talked to Wilder. Okay. He was sitting next to me the other day, and I don't think he meant what he said. And I bet you he would regret saying it. But what you're saying is not incorrect. Hold on one more second. What you're saying is not incorrect. It could happen. It has happened. But it's also tortured the people it's happened for. So to express it as your intent is wrong.
Exactly. Well, let me ask you this. The reason why people love the heavyweight, you know, the reason why the people love the heavyweight is like when Tyson was in his heyday in the 70s, you know, because I'm 52 years old, 51. I'll be 52 this year. So I'm old enough to remember, you know, the heavyweights in the 70s and the 80s and, you know, with Tyson and all them. When Tyson was coming up, Tyson used to knock the crap out of people. People like to see the heavy hitters hit people.
People like that, no doubt, but there's a difference. Even Mike Tyson, when he was saying his nonsense, he was saying stuff like, I'd eat your children. That is different. Like, hearing I'll eat your children is just ridiculous, right? Like, so you don't take that seriously. What Wilder said, he even delivered it in a way where he left open the door to taking him seriously, and that's not something you should be saying seriously.
Yeah, you don't go in the ring to actually kill a person.
Exactly, and that's literally what he said.
Yeah, you don't do that, but it can happen. That's what I'm saying.
Of course, it has happened.
It's a blood sport.
It has happened.
Boom Boom Mancini.
Sergey Kovalev is another one I mentioned. It's happened a few times. It's rare, but it has happened, and that's another reason not to say it. Because, you know, ask any of those guys who were on the dealing end of those punches that wound up killing the person on the receiving end of them, if they wish it didn't happen. And I promise you, they wish it didn't happen, and they did not go in intent on that happening. How about CJ in Fort Worth, Texas? CJ, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Morning. So,
CJ,
I want to answer your question. Yeah, I'm here. You hear me?
Yep, gotcha.
All right. So, I'm going to answer your question. It's boxing. It's just be straight up and down boxing. Your average person is going to say boxing just because it's America. There's more excitement to it. Even if we don't know the boxers that are out now, if you had to choose between watching a boxing match and watching golf, you're going to watch boxing. Unless you see Tiger in a lead, finna win a major. Let's just be honest. That's why the numbers are so great there, and that's why you see people actually pay for pay-per-view for boxing. But I will say this. Maybe we update it. Let's be honest. MMA, that maybe should be taken. I mean, I know we're talking about classic sports, but MMA has kind of pretty much overtaken boxing just from recognizing the sport. Recognizing there's more action going on at the moment with MMA.
I think they exist parallel. I mean, I know they get compared to each other a lot because they're both combat sports, but I don't really think one takes away from the other. The reason, CJ, I'm talking about boxing and golf is not just because they're classic sports, because they're taking place right now. Like, you know, the fight is tonight, and the PGA championship is this weekend.
I see.
Yeah.
I totally respect that. But it's just the amount of fights that come about of relevance with UFC and the fact that people actually know some of the people, and now with their deal with ESPN, actual TV, where people can see the more casual fights, it has become a thing where people recognize those fighters quicker than they do boxers. So that's the reason why I would say that. And the other reason why I would say it is because the average person moves the number more so than your elites. Golf has always been considered a sport of an elitist because of the cost. Whereas boxing has always been a sport like, hey, you can go to your regular boys and girls club and find a boxing ring and somebody teaching it. That used to be back in the day, let's just be honest. But nowadays, the two most equivalent things would be UFC and Top Golf, because the average person can go into Top Golf and have a beer and swing a golf club, whereas back in the day, the average person wasn't around a golf course. So those would be the two closest things I would say to it, I guess.
Well, and golfing is still prohibitive from a cost standpoint, an equipment standpoint, and everything like that. I don't know if UFC stars are all that, you know, hugely recognizable or more so than boxing. I mean, I think one of the strengths for the UFC has actually been their ability to succeed sometimes without star. I mean, Ronda Rousey was a star. She was huge, and then she was knocked out and hasn't been back. Conor McGregor obviously is a star, and he's a mess right now, and they're still thriving. I mean, I think one of the reasons you know that the UFC has been successful, and this partnership works for both, but ESPN investing in the UFC, and there was a time where ESPN probably treated that as something that was beneath them from being a brutal sport and the like, and now they're business partners together. But boxing and UFC both, you know, have big audiences, and they're both, I would say, like, again, extreme niche sports where they have a massive audience that follows them, and they cross over into the general conversation when there's a big fight, but they're still slightly compartmentalized on a day-to-day basis where they're not football or basketball or baseball, which are, you know, more daily show topics. But you can be fine in that space. Golf, you know, when Tiger comes around, it's everywhere. And otherwise, it's sort of in the same boat in a weird way, even though it is vastly different. What do you prefer, boxing or golf? 855-212-4227. It's the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.